Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lucas, what are you hearing?
Well, I looked at the data for their releases this year, and Netflix has released about 30 comedy specials so far. That's down more than 30% from a year ago, down more than 20% from 2 years before that. I know that's a lot of numbers, but the main takeaway is that last year may have been the kind of peak of the number of comedy specials that Netflix is releasing. And this has been a huge genre for the streaming service as it's added customers all over the world.
I'm wondering what's behind the move. I mean, don't we like comedy as much as we used to?
I think we do, but part of it is just kind of a natural moderation. Look, Netflix has spent kind of unprecedented sums of money on comedy specials to bring in Dave Chappelle, Jerry Seinfeld, Ellen DeGeneres. It turned somebody like Ali Wong into a big star. But after making all these investments, it now has a library of hundreds of specials, and it may not need to keep funding them at the same rate because it was trying to catch up. You know, HBO is sitting on 35 years of comedy specials. Comedy Central is sitting on 35 years of comedy specials. Netflix was starting from zero. And then I think there's also a sense that the company is just being a little more conscious of its costs as it's seeing a lot of competition come into the marketplace.
It does seem a little counterintuitive, though, because a stand-up special with just one comedian has got to be cheaper than budgeting for a whole cast and crew to film an entire season of a show, right?
It is definitely cheaper, and one of the reasons that I think stand-up appealed so much to Netflix, they could get these big names at essentially the cost of just their talent fee, and there wasn't a lot of production in it. You know, the Netflix argument would be that it's not stopping in comedy more broadly, and that it is investing more money in places like sketch comedy or these collections of stand-ups that are also pretty affordable, just kind of a different form and may appeal to different people because Netflix now has a large enough customer base. It's experimenting with lots of different types of new programming to see what can keep new customers coming in and sustain the growth that they've had for so many years now.
Just briefly, Lucas, I know that the stock for Netflix has been hit pretty badly recently. Is that going to turn around? Are they going to weather this?
We will find out a lot more tomorrow. Netflix reports the financial results for its third quarter at the end of the day, and if they beat their projections for how many customers they added, expect the stock to go up. If they come under, expect the stock to keep going down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.